A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about garbage collection in Harare and other cities and towns throughout the country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave. We broadcast from Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
Our websites, if you want to visit us any moment, are www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Over the years, when we've done cleanup, we've realized that it's not a sustainable way of managing waste in the community. So what we've done with this management waste center is to get a sustainable way in which the community can start to benefit by selling that waste and having some money which they can then sell back into the community.
Vagari vari kupinda chaizvo ende ndoda kupa kutenda kuma resident association yatokushanda navo
pepa kuti ndibonakala likona yimi lo munye wame usiyabe siwalahlile so yito kumele sibe lokulungisisa ukuthi sithanyele lelo liqiniso ye ngoba kulamunye umuntu ovela kwenye indawo abuya zilahlela iphepha la.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about garbage collection.
Residents of Mavugu and Tafara suburbs today have decided to clean their streets after the Harare City Council failed dismally to deliver on this key service. The residents teamed up with Lafarge Cement Company to conduct the cleanup exercise.
An environment that is dirty is a breeding place for disease. Harare and Chitungwiza have fallen a victim to cholera, typhoid, and other diarrheal afflictions in the past. Besides solid waste emanating from residential areas, other refuse comes from commercial operations, wholesale and retail outlets, health services, restaurants that use kylite trays, bill posting for entertainment and church events, and cell phone recharge cards, among others, are some of the major sources of solid waste in Harare and its environs, making the once sunshine city an eyesore.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, our number is 1-202-465-0318. The WhatsApp number again, 1-202-465-0318. You can also post the messages right now on Twitter and Facebook. Yay, kunja looking for it.
Gibbs, I think Tane, our first guest, that is both, I'm told, our first guest, of course, is Mr. Simbarashe Moyo, chairperson of the Combined Harare Residents Association. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.
And our second guest is the mayor of Bulawayo, that is Mr. Martin Moyo. He's also the councillor for Ward 3. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is sounding more like a law firm, right?
Yeah, Moyo, Moyo, and Moyo.
Moyo, Moyo, and Moyo.
Okay.
So let's start with the first Moyo in Bulawayo, Mr. Yeah. Martin Moyo. Tell us about the waste collection in the city of Kings and Queens. What is going on there?
Well, waste collection, we are collecting litter in the eastern suburbs on a weekly basis. and in the western suburbs on a fortnightly. Recently, we have been actually talking about it. Uh-huh. We may not have implemented it yet, but it's coming. That we establish a collection point and use residents with small pickup trucks to collect, say, from the minor point to a major point where our trucks can come and collect all the litter to the landfill site. So, yes, we are collecting litter. I think that's what I can say for now, that we are collecting litter.
Thank you so much, Mayor. Now, let's go to Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Mr. Moyo, many people are complaining that Harare is now in ISO. What is happening?
Well, thank you very much. Yes, certainly and definitely, we are having problems with both solid waste and even liquid waste. In terms of the issue of solid waste, we have always been telling the people, in fact, as far back as January, we had raised the alert that the city of Harare had already shown signs of failing to collect refuse on a normal, regular basis. And, of course, the city of Harare tried to cover up by saying that everything was in order. But I think all is there for everyone to see that it's not going on well as according to planned schedules of collecting refuse. So we are seeing refuse, growing into mountains. Even in the CBD, I cannot even talk of high-density areas where we live. So it's something that we have to grapple with as residents. Because I think it's both ways. We've always also been saying that as residents, we also have a part that we need to play, that of making sure that we assist the local authority in even recycling the litter so that we don't end up having refuse growing into mountains, refuse that can be recycled, refuse that can create some kind of revenue to the residents. So on the other side, we also have the local authority that must play its part by making sure that it collects the refuse that we collect in bins and the skip bins and so forth.
Ah, thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yeah, Baba Moyo, kwa nampo kwa kubulawe. Singato, okutupa kakulu uti jati ngeza lei ilata kuyin.
Well, the vehicles are in short supply. We do not have as many vehicles as we need. We probably need. I wouldn't have the figures now because for me this is impromptu. But I think I can safely say we need upwards of 20 vehicles in order to service the city adequately on a weekly basis. But we do not have adequate vehicles. But I think when it comes to litter, we should not just be. The debate should not just be about collecting. The debate should also be about avoiding litter in the first place. Litter can be avoided because if it's litter is deposited in the receptacles that we have provided, then you don't see it in the street. You see it on the street because it has not been put in the receptacles, and therefore it is exposed for all to see. But if we use the bins that are provided, then we manage the litter too, so that collection is really about collection. Because I don't think that the litter that we are talking about is the litter that is in the receptacle. We're talking about probably the litter that is in the street that is making the city dirty and that is spoiling the ambience and beauty of the city.
Yeah, now I'm going to say to you, blessing. What the Labour Party baza with 20 ZB against Motazabo. A gamble by the Patalo in Gamba Jangola. I'm of Chamber.
Yeah, but now.
Yeah,
kunasixoxa ngendaba yezinto akasingakhulumi ngokuthanyela langokubutha kasikhulumeni langokulahla ukuthi izona izibi zethu zelethu zilahla njani nxa sizilahla kuhle izibi zethu sizilahlela kumabhini ayabe efakiwe then izibi zakhona kazibonakali ngoba zisebhini izibi eziludubo yizibi ezisemgwaqweni amaphepha aphephuka indawo yonke okungama-containers lokhu okokudlela okwe-K-Light okwabo-KFC okusokugcwele enasigeni esitaradeni yilo udubo esinayo but ku-idea yethu sasikhuluma ngokuthi singasebenza le community ukuthi sincedisane ukuthwala inasigeni izinto imoto yebo ziyashoda azinike zanelisa ukuthi zithwale yonke indawo kodwa kulabantu abalokungama-truck okuminyane okungama-thuthana uyabafica bebhakile enagcine emgwaqeni kwesikhathi befuna i-business so thina labo bantu aluba singancedisana labo bebona be-connecte izibi kube bendawo lapho kuzathithelelwa izibi asithi thina amapoyinti kinasigcini kumasebhatha then abantu beklia izibi zabo khonapho labana bezimoto ezinyane sebethatha izibi leziyana sebezisa ku-major collection point lapho umasipalaza buya le moto zakhe ezinkulu ebuthe inasigcini izibi ekuhambela zokule mhlobo.
Ifake mnandi kakhulu Sibili, what Dimeo was saying is that, you know, he mentioned something to do with those pickup trucks. He says people will be paid. If you bring your truck, you'll be paid for that.
Regaiti tore mterero wekutanga mukoma Jackson makadi.
Ndinobara makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiripo, imi muri kupi?
Ini ndiri kutaura ndiri kuMagunje.
Magunje, nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya kuti zvine kuchivaka nenyama uko.
Okay.
Saka nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yemarara asiri kutakurwa mumaguta omu. Muri kuonawo sei nyaya iyi?
Ya izvi zvinhu zvinoyemurika chaizvo kana tichitarisa kuuradza kune kuraita nyika saka tinenge choyemura zvikuru nokuti effort yevagari vemuguta imomomo inenge iri effort inofanira kuyemurwa zvakanyanyisa kati pamusoro pehuu senitarisira kuti nehurumende inenge ichifanira kuonawo nemakanzuro waya kuti pane zviri kukundikanawo zvinenge zvichida kuti zvinge zvichigadzirisa kuti muguta mugari makachenawo.
Asika makanzuro anenge ari kumbotiwo isu vanhu ndisi tinomborasira mapepa mese mese dzimwe nguva tikadya zvatine tadya mubhazi techingokanda murod mese umu pangagadziriswe sei
pevanhu pekunge vatiri vachikanganisa zvavo paripo asi kana vanhu vachinge vadya vakaisiwa mabhini kana zvipi mabhini wayo kodzero dzavo ndedzekuti agozotorwa zichizoenda kudumping site zvichinobviswa saka kana zvisina kubviswa zvakare imomo manje vanhu vachinge vazviunganidza zvareva kuti inozotenge raadambudziko manje zvareva kuti panenge pasarira ndepe maservisi ekanto anenge asarira ekuzopedzisira kubva kuvagari vemumaguta.
Saka iwo tichitarisa madhorobha akaita sana Karoi achiri akachena here zviri kufamba sei kuna na Magunje uko magrowth point mese umupaipai
zvinhu zvakatiomei asi apo nepapowo tinenge tichingoonawo vachiedzawo kuti zvimwe zvimanikidziri manikidziri asi ruzhinji rwavako zvakungoti izvozvo vanopotawo vachiuyawo vachitipira kuti vanga vachiisa maclean up campaign yavo ndovamwe vatiri kuona kuti izvo zviri kunyanya kutibatsira kushambidzika kwemaguta nevedu vemakanzuro iwaya.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvedu maita basa chaizvo.
Tinotenda. Okay, of course, Jackson is essentially calling for coming together of councils and residents to clean up all the areas that might be considered to be eyesores. So he's saying it's a combined effort and everyone should be involved.
Gibson. Now back to you, Mr. Simbarasho Moyo. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Now we heard that in Mavuku, Tafara, the suburbs, what is happening is that the local people have actually teamed up with a company by the name Lafarge Cement Company. So at the end of the day, they've established what is called a waste management center. And there's this proposal that people can benefit from that kind of waste center so that they can empower themselves. So how best can they do that, the local people?
Yes, definitely. Like we are discussing here that all of us must play a part in making sure that our areas are clean. Mm-hmm. We always make sure that our environment is kept clean. So certainly, we need to have the local authorities, we need to have the residents coming together, not only to push for cleanup campaigns, because yes, you can embark on cleanup campaigns, but you need something more to sustain the idea of keeping our cities clean. Mm-hmm. The something more that I'm talking about is to make sure that, for instance, there is proper civic education that people must not always gamble it everywhere. They must make sure that we must make sure that we are in control of the situation. Now, getting back to the issue of coming up with a waste management center, I would say this is a very progressive development that has been done by the people of Tafara Mabuku. In fact, I applaud them for having done such a major step. Carried such a major step in making sure that they address the issue of litter in a holistic manner. I think this creates some kind of a sustainable arrangement in addressing the issue of litter. And in fact, I actually wanted to urge the other residents in other areas to get into these partnerships, come up with arrangements where you get into partnership with some companies, where you are then able to turn the management of waste into some kind of a business where residents can actually benefit in terms of employment and generate some income for the residents. So it's something that we have to seriously think about. There are plans that we have, even as the Combined Area Residents Association, with regards to the subject of waste management. Mm-hmm. And you will see that in areas like Highfield, we have some small project that we have started there where we are targeting the issue of waste management on a serious basis. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to play our part here to make sure that we assist the local authority, that is the service provider. We are supposed to collect refuse on a regular basis.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. The guy tiende kunimu mterere vamakaya makadi. Aiwa isu tiri nani zvedu dambudziko marinzwa here poitwa sei
wa yekuchengetedza ngemedi nchini takanaka zvikuru asi tinokumbira zvikuru chinokanganisa zvekuti vanhu vari kutonga vanhu vari pamatomo ezvino dai vari vanoramba vachisupporta vacancels edu nezvinhu zvakafanana nemotokari dzekutakurisa neinei aiona kuti kana macity councils mahwinwa nemaopposition parties asiri mugovernment vobva varegera kutibatsira mazvino zvinozotadzisa kutakurwa zvimwe zvinhu zvakadaro kuramba ndekuti takachena ndozvandofunga kuti daitaiwa narubatsiro rwakakwana kubva kuvanenge vachitonga kuti zvinhu zvezvi zvirambe zvichifamba kuti nyika yedu tiwane kuramba tichigara munzvimbo yakanaka isina zvirwere nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Ko imiwo kavagari muri kunziwo ndimunomborasirawo marara pese pese
chinoita ndechekuti kuenda patinenge tiri mudzima medumo pane tinoisa mabhini mapurasi bhini atetinawo aya tozara pashaya motikari vaozotakura tambogadzika pakunze kweyadhi zvashaya yazotora ndo zvinozvikonzera kuti vanhu votakura majonorasa onoipa kunze kwe
aiwa tinotenda tinotenda zvikuru vamakaya nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, Mr. Makaya is saying he's alleging rather that there might be an attempt by government to sabotage a council that controlled by the opposition parties. He's saying they are not being funded very well. Of course, he's saying that sometimes residents try to clean up their environs. But what happens at the end of the day is the garbage is not collected. It ends up piling and piling and piling, and then people just decide to go and dump it somewhere.
Let's throw that question to Mr. Martin Moyo. Do you feel in any way that the government may be sabotaging you by not providing some funds, maybe, for you to resuscitate the garbage collection kind of process?
Well, I wouldn't say so, because one, companies are supposed to be autonomous. We are supposed to look after our town. We have sources of revenue, and it is those sources of revenue from which we are able to finance some, not all of our activities. And so, but it is also an open secret that government itself doesn't have the money. But I don't think I would say supported, you know, strongly and convincingly. But perhaps because we do need support. And the new constitution gives us the 5% for local authorities. And that would go a long way into ameliorating some of the problems that countries do have. And then also, of course, we have had other income streams removed from countries. Like you had the vehicle licenses that we no longer collect. Well, those could be probably grounds for making that observation that perhaps you are being sabotaged. But I really don't see it like that. I think it's the general state of the economy as a whole.
Rekaitiende kuna va moyo ti dzokere kuna va moyo va simbarashe moyo muripo iparunari. Tiri kuona zvaitwa nevagari vekumabvuku zvekuti vari kushanda neimwe kambani kuti vange vachibatsirana. Imi sevagari muri kumboenda here kune mamwe makambani kuti mutaurewo nyaya iyoyo kuti kanzuro zvinenge zviri kuiremera toita sei, tobatsirana sei?
Ichokwadi ndofunga ndambotaura paya ndikati muHarare isusu secombined Harare Residents Association tine urongwa hwatiri nahwo pari zvino hwekuti tiri kutotarisirawo kutobatana nemamwe masangano ekunze kwenyika anotibatsira mukuita project inonzi yewaste management. Hatisati zvedu tange taenda kumakambani emuno kuti vatibatsirewo futi takananga nenyaya yewaste management, asi nyaya yatiri kutora nemwoyo wese senyaya inofanira kugadziriswa kuti maguta edu ange akachena sekuchena kwaanga akaita kubva kare. Saka ndingangoti munguva shoma inotevera tichange tichitoonawo pundutso munyaya idzodzo dzekugadziriswa kwemarara kuti marasa nguwani kwari pese pese nokuziviswa kwevagari kuti aiwa kana kanzuro risina kuuya kuzotakura marara hazvirevi kuti inongomaunganidza pese pese. Marara aya itori mari, marara aya anounza ndingati basa rinounzawo mari kuvanhu zvinova zvinozovandudza magariro atinoita sevagari mumaguta. Asi handisi kuti tinoregerera guta nekusatakura kwarinoita marara, aiwa itori mhosva iyoyo kuti vanowanikwa vasingatakuri marara pavanenge vataura kuti vari kutakura. Vanofanira kuwanikwa, vanosungirwa nemutemo wavo nemutemo uripo kuti vatakure marara pega pega pavanenge vataura kuti vanomatakura.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kuvamwe vateereri. Tina amai va makadi.
Tiripoti makadi.
Ndima yani muteya.
Okay
makadi.
Tiripoti makadi.
Dambudziko ratiri kutaura marinzwa nderekusatakurwa kwemarara zviri kufambawo sei munharaunda mamuri?
Komana dambudziko racho ranyanya marara hawana hachatomboitimba magariro acho marara aita mirwi zvekuti tsvina yacho yakutonesa.
Saka imi muri kupi?
Tinogara kuwesten.
Okay, saka vanouya kangani kuzombotakura marara acho? Munovaona kana kuti havatouyi?
vatombouyiwa naro kungoraswa vachingoitwa hipi marara ari kutongoungana zvisingatomboiti.
Ko imiwo sevagari tiri kuona vekumabvuku tafara vanenge vabatana vakatsvaga kambani vakabvisa marara acho, muri kuitawo sei? Munombogarawo pasi here sevagari venzvimbo kuti aiwa marara yakawandisa panogona kuita zvirwere, ngatiitei mubatira pamwe chumacho muzukuru?
Tiri kutoonawo zviri kutoita vamwe, tiri kutofunga kuti tichatombogarawo pasi titomborongwa kuti toita sei.
Izano rakanaka ka?
Izano rakanaka zvishuwa, takatorasikirwa kuti tingatombozivi kuti toita sei.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Alright.
Okay, of course. Maimtia says the news from Mabvuku Tafara is encouraging, and they'll try to do that in their own community to embark on a cleanup campaign. Gibbs.
Yes, we're going to go to the school. We're going to go to the school. We're going to go to the zingasetshenziswa njani ukuthi abantu babe lakho ukuzasala ezikhwameni, kambe lingamakhansili linje liyakhulumisana ngakho yini, kumbe isivukampunzana nje ukuthi lo munye wenze okwakhe?
Isivukampunzana omunye lo munye wenze okwakhe, kanti sokufika ngokuthi wena okubonileyo abanye abathi yingekeza, wena okubone ngathi ungakwenza, ungakusebenzisa ngaluphi uhlobo, wenzeni okungathandwa ngabantu ubathengisele. But ngibona ngathi okunye okungekho endibona ngathi kuqakathekile mina ukuthi sengibe nabantu abaningi abazakini bethu bona i-recycling, yes, niyenza lokhu, singaphekisa i-biogas, yes, niyenza lokhu nalokhu. Ngicine ngisithi mina, hayi, mina konke lokhu ngiyakwazi, awungeke wabuya uzeni yela ngakho lokho, ngoba vele ngiyakwazi ukuthi kule recycling ezizinto ama-plastic ngiyarecycla liphumele amanye ama-plastic benze lokhu nalokho. Into engekho i-investment, abantu bayakhuluma nge-recycling kodwa bengela business, kungekuthi i-business idea yakhona isemoyeni nje ukuthi ma umuntu ebuya kathi yena ngifuna engozi nine lapha esilakhela khona izinto, izinto bezena ngifuna ukusebenzisa njenge-raw material yena theli yefetu yami, ngifuna ukuphrosesa lokho ehambe efaka i-natural plant ekhathe abantu, yikho ukuthi i-natural ama-industries esithuthuka. But ye abantu babhize nasinele ngozi nine bayadobha lokhu nalokho, ababoni ngathi kungasebenza. Abanye badobha amawaya benze inathini ama-toys abantwana ukuthi bedlalise, abanye badobha njalo ama-plastic angikwazi ukuthi benza okenike ngaya ezinside then babesebenzise ama-pole awe-plastic bachisa benyebilisa ama-plastic lana bebesekwaka kumozi kuphume kusekungama-pole abenza ngawo inathi, ngoba bemake ama-pathways enathini ezinsideni. So ye abantu bayadobha inathenizi, but ngiboni ngathi kufanele sicabange okungcono kulalokho ukuthi sivile kube yinathini i-industry lapho abantu abangencedekala khona.
Ye ubambe khona pho moyo, sicela ungayikhatshana, siyakwazi sibe ngikuthembisa ukuthi uzahlala nje okwesikhatshana, sesingathatha ke ikhefu kancane, uzaphenduka njalo njalo lawo baba Willard Moyo khona ngapha esilobela, ubambe, siyabuya kuwe khona.
Of course, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo and Mr. Martin Moyo, please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, this program will also be on our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.